Pope Francis celebrated Mass in Rome yesterday for the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. She is the patron saint of Mexico, and the holiday is hugely important to Catholics in that country, as well as many Latinos in the U.S. Because of the coronavirus, though, an annual pilgrimage that draws millions of people to the Basilica of Guadalupe in Mexico City was canceled, and in many places, virtual services were offered instead. But in Siler City, North Carolina, a church serving immigrants from Mexico and elsewhere in Central and South America had a different solution. A priest there brought the celebration home. NPR's Emma Peasley has this report.
Viva la Virgen de Guadalupe!
Viva!
Father Julio Martinez leads a cheer for Our Lady of Guadalupe as he stands on the back of a pickup truck in a driveway of a mobile home. A few dozen worshipers, all wearing masks, kneel in the front yard and listen to Martinez's supplications.
Pidiéndole a ella que cuide a todas nuestras familias, las que
he asked the patron saint to safeguard the families of those present and their relatives back in their countries of origin. Normally, the Feast of the Virgin of Guadalupe is honored in a celebration at Reverend Martinez Church, which typically starts before dawn.
Little by little, the church would be filled with flowers and people coming in prayers.
But the coronavirus pandemic has hit the Latino population especially hard. Here in North Carolina's Chatham County, they represent 1/8 of the population, but nearly half of the cases. When parishioners found out that the mass would have to be limited to 135 people, they proposed an alternative to Father Martinez.
This year, instead of the people going on pilgrimage to the mother, it is the mother who goes on pilgrimage to her people.
Yesterday morning, Martinez hammered together a shrine to Our Lady of Guadalupe on the back of the pickup truck. The giant portrait of Our Lady on the truck bed and the caravan of cars following it looked like a church on wheels as it went from house to house. When it arrived at Dulce Herrera's front yard, she offered a prayer of her own.
Madre nuestra.
Our mother, your tenderness and care gives us great faith. Herrera has set up her own shrine to Our Lady on a table covered with a floral cloth and surrounded by flowers and lanterns. And after the ceremony, she credits Our Lady for protecting her daughter and grandchild when they were recently robbed on the highway back in Mexico.
A mi hija la asaltaron. Le quitaron su camioneta con todo.
They attacked my daughter and they took her van with everything, she says. They didn't even leave the baby's diapers or milk bottle. But she says the Holy Mother saved them. Because in that part of the country, they don't leave anyone alive, she adds. Herrera ladles a hot chocolate-like drink called champurrado into the styrofoam cups held by people crowding around her, with tears welling in her eyes. It gives me such a great feeling of love to have received the Holy Mother at my home. Herrera has never missed a celebration of the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and even a pandemic wasn't able to change that. Emma Peasley, NPR News, Siler City, North Carolina.